This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Now, obviously, there's things that they're looking for. That's why they went in and did the raid. Is there potential? I mean, and I guess what is the protocol there as they go through all the data and all the information on these devices? I mean, we know what we know. They know what they know. Let's say they find some more stuff that they weren't even expecting to find that is evidence of other crimes. Is that all fair game as well, even if they just happen to come across it when looking for something else?
It's all fair game. As long as they had the warrant was properly put together with proper PC. Again, the PC was approved by a judge, magistrate judges. A lot of people think because this case was out of New York that judge handled that. I've heard that a lot. That isn't how it works. Wherever the jurisdiction is that the search warrant happens in, those judges are going to look at the probable cause that information is in that home at that time. And so you really had two separate magistrate judges in two separate jurisdictions signing off on these warrants. So as long as everything was done proper and legal, anything found as a fruit of that information that you collected that would be evidentiary toward another crime is fair game.
It'd be very interesting to see what they find beyond digital evidence. What do you think they'd be looking for and why in the residences of Diddy?
Well, they're going to be looking for guns. You know, all throughout the, as you read, there's information that Diddy had illegal firearms. And to me, that could mean firearms with, you know, short stocks, firearms, or I'm sorry, shotguns that are shorter than they're legally allowed to be. It could be automatic weaponry. It could be ammunition that is not legal, you know, Hal pointed it to the a degree that law enforcement only are allowed to carry. There could be Uzis. There could be all sorts of guns that are not permitted for ownership. And, you know, we're talking in Florida, it's a little bit loosey-goosey in terms of ownership of a gun, right? Because it's constitutional carry state. But California, they have very, very tight regimented laws. So it's going to be interesting to see what firearms. I saw NBC reported that there were firearms retrieved. So, you know, that's what NBC said. Also drugs.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're going to find drugs there. I don't know if this is going to be like some sort of, you know, kilo type situation, or whether it's just there to prove, you know, to me, the ones that I would want to see are, or not want to see, but that could support this idea of human trafficking would be Rohypnol, would be GHB, would be ketamine. Those are drugs that are typically used to relax or to otherwise, you know, gain sexual control of individuals. It can be used for those purposes. So that's, I think, some of the drugs they're going to be looking for.
All of which were listed in the civil lawsuit from Rodney Jones several times.
Yeah.
Every single one of those drugs listed in those suits. So then obviously a lot of allegations of sexual abuse as well. Do you think they're going to try and take him down on firearms charges initially and have more time for the investigation into the sex trafficking or drug charges initially just to get him in? Those seem like kind of the low-hanging fruit and pretty easy to prove, like, you got these guns, you had these drugs, there's no question about it. We want to dig deeper into the sex thing and see how far we can get these tendrils and however many other people we can get.
It's possible they'll do that. I think they would certainly do that with a normal individual. In other words, somebody that wasn't a billionaire. But I don't think Diddy is running. I don't think they really have to worry about him, you know, leaving the country and trying to seek refuge someplace else. I think he's going to fight it. He's got millions of dollars to fight it. And I think that's what he'll do.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I think they're less concerned with a runner. And so they can take their time to properly put together their case. I think they'll also, nobody's really talking about this, but they're going to bring in IRS. Mm-hmm. I would have IRS all over this to see what money transactions are going on, what's been claimed, what hasn't. IRS has huge teeth.
Huge.
And I also think that they're going to be looking at and interviewing, if they haven't already, Usher and Bieber. I mean, these are two kids at the time that lived with him. I mean, the bizarre tapes we've seen. I think that if anything happened with them, that's going to be a very strong, you know, in support of this case against him.
Very, very much so. We've seen so many bizarre videos that have come out with him with kids. We've seen the Bieber, we've seen the Usher, that interview on Howard Stern. Some of the videos I've seen, though, are even more bizarre. These are not celebrity children that are in some of these. They seem to be children that he got off the street. And then he's sitting there, and there's a bunch of his posse around him, and they're celebrating that they've rescued this person. And it's all about Diddy. It's all about what I did, what he did. And it's all this me. But look at you. You're safe now. I remember one where it was saying, you know, say your name to the camera. And he's documenting all this and putting it all out there on social media. And the little girl says her name. She's probably like 10 or 11 years old. And she says her own last name. And she says, no. What's your last name now? Combs. He's like convincing her that he's adopted her. And I can't imagine it's as easy as you pick a kid off the street and suddenly they're adopted. I'm wondering, who are these kids and what happened to these kids? Because he brags about them. I don't know that he truly adopted any of them, but that in itself is leading to a thousand other questions.
It is leading to a lot of questions. And I will say, that particular video that you just referenced, I did a lot of research on that. I decided not to post it on my Twitter, only because I saw something that said, and I don't know whether this was backtracking or whether it was true, is that that might have been a friend of his daughter's that he sort of put up to this bizarre video that he made. And so because I couldn't really ferret out whether it was actual or contrived, I didn't end up posting it. But I'll say this, Tony, even if it was made up or just done, you know, with this friend and it wasn't really true, weird.
Yeah.
Why would you ever do it? Even if it was an act, why? It's so bizarre. And it looks bad. It looks bad.
And I wonder if the answer to that question is drugs. If you watch some of these videos, he does seem like someone who is on a lot of drugs. And I think we've gotten used to seeing this grandiose personality of him over the years. But it was a little more calculated, I think, in the 90s and the early 2000s. Now, when you see it, it's grandiose, but it's just bizarre. And it's like that. It's like the video with the kid. And we've learned about it. The allegations of drug use are pretty steep, especially in the Rodney Jones lawsuit. Of literally, they have somebody that is drug mule, or somebody has a fanny pack filled with drugs. And then you're always there on call when Diddy wants something and you feed it to him and then he's good. I'm wondering how much of this horrible behavior and this descent into madness is a result of that, a result of your heyday, your Bad Boy Records days, that's all in the past now. You're trying to come off of this high and still maintain something, and you're not able to get there. What do you turn to? Well, you got all the money in the world, drugs. And I'm wondering how much of that behavior has been influenced by consistently being an addict.
I think it's such a great point. I don't know if you saw one of his recent releases where he says he's going to get a phone and everyone can call into the phone, and because he's starting a new era and he's going to be doing some good things or something.
Yeah.
This is what he says. And when I was listening to that, that's exactly the impression I had, is somebody who is not truly in touch anymore. Just ridiculous. And that's, those sorts of videos have been going on forever, as you just mentioned. So I agree, in these cases, with a lot of these individuals, when they're using, and did you see the pictures of him in LA, by the way?
Yes. At a buffet of some sort.
Yeah, he's huge. And I think that also can be a sign, obviously, right, when somebody is completely emaciated or when somebody gets very heavy. Those are physical indications of possible, just saying possible, you know, extreme use of drugs. But I think more importantly are his actions, his videos, his words that he says. Wow.
It is that. That's it. Wow is the way to describe this. And I think we're going to continue to say that for probably years to come as this continues to get unwound.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.